From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, April 11th, and happy 95th birthday to Ethel Kennedy.
My parents weren't bedrock Democrats, but I just totally put the Republican part behind me. The children were always included in everything we did. They could probably made them more interesting. Nobody gets a free ride. Everybody faces friends who have died or family.
What do you attribute your success to?
I think just the effort that we made in the campaign. And Ethel.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Tensions rise in Cobb County due to disagreements over service agreement. Former employee trapped in grease vent during alleged burglary at Los Bravos restaurant. Atlanta United announces expansion of Marietta training facility. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on the difference between a nutritionist and a registered dietitian. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
Cobb County's suggestion of providing zero reimbursement to cities for essential services has sparked outrage among mayors who describe it as insulting and offensive. The dispute revolves around service delivery strategy agreements, which outline services provided by the county and cities to avoid double taxation. The county's proposal contradicts past agreements, prompting cities to seek legal representation for mediation. Failure to reach an agreement by October 31st could result in state sanctions affecting grants and permits. Cities are moving towards formal mediation, hoping to avoid litigation, but remain prepared to pursue legal action if necessary to secure fair reimbursement. Mauricio Serrano Jimenez was allegedly found stuck in a grease vent at a Los Bravos Mexican restaurant in Marietta during a reported burglary on March 13th. He purportedly entered through the roof vent and was discovered by restaurant management the next morning. Crews had to cut through the kitchen's fire suppression system to free him. Serrano Jimenez, a former Los Bravos employee fired in 2015 for theft, is accused of similar burglaries at other restaurants in the area, including stealing tequila and cash. The MDJ attempted to contact Los Bravos for comment, but no one was available. Serrano Jimenez's current whereabouts are unknown, with no record of arrest. Atlanta United plans to expand the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground with a $23 million investment, adding a two-story, 20,000-square-foot development. This expansion, set to begin this summer, aims to enhance player health and well-being, include a content production studio, and provide space for the academy and front office associates. The project, expected to be completed by summer of 2025, will double the facility's size to 50,000 square feet and include improvements to player health areas and Truist Pavilion. With upgraded amenities, the training ground aims to host international competitions seamlessly while boosting content development and media distribution capabilities. Additionally, the expansion will benefit youth development efforts and enhance fan engagement with more high-quality content across various platforms. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Cobb County is making strides towards extending the Noonday Creek Trail and creating a new trail linking Austell and Powder Springs. The Board of Commissioners approved grant applications for over $23 million and $19 million, respectively, from the Atlanta Regional Commission. The Noonday Creek Trail extension will cover 3.8 miles from Bells Ferry Road to Shallowford Road, connecting Cherokee and Cobb counties. Meanwhile, plans for a 4-mile trail from Powder Springs to Austell will complete the county's multi-use trail network. Residents and visitors are enthusiastic about these developments, anticipating increased access to outdoor recreational opportunities and connectivity between communities. For 4 decades, Cobb County has hosted an annual prayer breakfast, bringing together community leaders and citizens for prayer, fellowship, and inspiration. Started in 1985 by a group of local leaders, the event has grown to become one of the largest prayer breakfasts in the country. This year's breakfast, scheduled for May 2nd, will feature prayer leaders such as former Governor Roy Barnes and Major General Thomas Carden. Over the years, the event has welcomed notable figures like Margaret Thatcher, Newt Gingrich, and Charlton Heston. The breakfast, held on the National Day of Prayer, aims to unite people of all faiths and political affiliations in a spirit of commonality and goodwill. Tickets are available for purchase, and the organizers are reaching out to former presidents and governors for their participation and insights on the importance of a National Day of Prayer. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
And now here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on the difference between a nutritionist and a registered dietitian.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, another question we have via email, which we'll give out the email in just a little bit. So Stacy writes in asking what the difference between a registered dietitian and a nutritionist. What is the difference between those?
Yeah, so registered dietitian or registered dietitian, nutritionist, sometimes you see it as one title like that, is actually a protected term in the United States. To become a registered dietitian, nutritionist, you have to have certain credentials. And you get those credentials by having an undergraduate degree. As of January of this year, you also have to have a master's degree. You have to complete an internship, and you have to pass a board exam, and you have to keep continuing education credits up every on a 5-year cycle. So those are all the things that go into becoming a registered dietitian. You could call yourself a nutritionist if you wanted to.
Yeah.
There is no protection or standards for the title of nutritionist. Some nutritionists may definitely have an advanced degree in some sort of nutrition that they obtain from a credentialed university. They're just not registered dietitians. And then, you might run into somebody at a local food store who likes to call themselves a nutritionist because they're interested in nutrition, but they have no credentials, no education, no training. They don't have any kind of state license in many states across the United States. To be able to practice as a registered dietitian, you also have to be licensed and pay for a license for that state. So I know I do in North Carolina. So there definitely is a difference. If somebody calls themselves a nutritionist, you do want to ask, tell me a little bit about your credentials. Are you a registered dietitian? That's a good question to ask. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.